Well, I certainly can't recall being critical of the opposition today. It's up to them to come up with their constructive criticism. Any criticism that comes should be, of course, costed against a budget line, because that's what we'll be doing. We'll be bringing forward the final programme for government in connection with the budget, the economic strategy, the social strategy. There'll be a whole suite of documents that'll come forward to form the basis for government.
Obviously, the media are intrigued by all of this, and that's understandable given the fact that the Ulster Unionist Party, the Alliance Party and the SDLP have walked away from power sharing. They demanded a facility for opposition. We provided that facility in the Fresh Start. So the focus now really isn't on what they're going to do. Our focus is on what we're going to do.
Can I ask about the expansion of McGee, Deputy First Minister? Is it in the programme for government?
Well, I made my position crystal clear some time ago. And the run into the election, not just about the situation around the development of McGee, but also the situation around the A5 and the A6.
And that was that you wouldn't go into government if the A5 or McGee wasn't in the programme for government. You wouldn't sign up.
The McGee, A5 and A6 situation will be dealt with in the programme for government.
And when will it be dealt with?
During the course of the next number of months, we are putting the framework programme for government out for public consultation. People will have their opportunity to contribute to that. This is a very inclusive operation that we're involved in, including the entire community. But decisions already have been taken by the previous administration, which Arlene and I were both part of, in relation to the A6 and the A5. The work on A6 begins this year. The work on A5 will begin next year. The work on the Dungiven bypass will begin in 2018. And the work around the development of McGee University, that work will continue over the course of the next while. And I've already been involved.
The business plan is in place. Can I just ask you, is the funding in place? The one plan projected that the university would need up to 10,000 student places by 2020. Where are we with that at this point?
Well, where we are is that we have a business plan. We have a new pro-vice chancellor of the Ulster University, Paddy Nixon, who I think understands what needs to be done at McGee. I've met with him in the course of the last couple of days. I'm very impressed by his commitment to McGee, and I'm very satisfied that the development of McGee will be included in the programme for government, and that it will see us evolve towards that figure which you have just identified.
And are you committed, First Minister?
Can I
Are you committed?
Absolutely. We will work together on what needs to be done in relation to McGee. And as well as that, we are looking, and the Deputy First Minister has mentioned Paddy Nixon. I think it's fair to say that both he and Paddy Johnson from Queen's University in Belfast are very committed to working with us right across Northern Ireland, actually, and providing access to university education for those people who maybe in the past didn't have that access. And I'm quite excited about the conversations we've had with both of them to do that. So obviously the programme for government's now going out for consultation. We're looking forward to the feedback from the community. Then targets will be set after that consultation, and indeed the budget will be set as well after that in December. So it's important that we see everything joined up together in terms of the strategic way forward, not just for McGee, but indeed for other strategic projects as well.
Right, I'm sorry, that's us done.